Well, this really shows here that you can do the same thing with a two-dimensional array, so, and you just do it in the obvious fashion. So here I have a 4x4 system and 4 processors. I have a block in the first index and cyclic in the second index. So that means that this processor in the top left has rows 1 and 2, columns 1 and 3, because cyclic says in the columns 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the rows 1, 2, 3, 4. So in the Laplace example, of course, when we did it in two dimensions, we had a block-block distribution. So that's a natural, any partial differential equation in, say three dimensions, the natural distribution is block, 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 because that's the one that gives you nice little cubic subdomains in each processor, which is the physically, the intuitively natural way to do it. It happens, if you analyze latency, that block, say, well, in an extreme case, block star star, namely only distribute over one of the array, over one of the array indices, and leave the other two inside the processor, or equivalently block block star, distribute over two dimensions, leave the third index in a processor. If you analyze such a distribution, you'll find it has, compared to block block block, it has higher communication overhead measured in terms of number of bytes needed to be transmitted, but more messages. Sorry, block 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 has fewer bytes but more messages. Block block star has more bytes but fewer messages. And it's a trade-off between latency and bandwidth, which is the best. There was a, I remember back in the beginning of parallel computing, I had a huge argument with a very sweet person in a meeting, because I said, we were discussing essentially matrix algorithms, so essentially Laplace equations in two dimensions. This was right at the beginning. And I said, obviously it's block-block. Well, I didn't use those words, but I said, and he said, no, it's block, essentially he says block-star, obviously. And the reason was that we were, in some sense, we were both right, because we had the machine we built at Caltech, the so-called Cosmic Cube, which had wonderful latency, very, very low latency. This other individual was using the commercial version of this, the so-called IPSC-1, which had the world's most dreadful latency. It had a millisecond latency on message communication, whereas our machine had a much factor of 50 or 100 smaller latency. And so that made this transition between block-block and block-star.